هي السائلة متفق عليه. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that hand that is above is that hand that is giving, and that hand that is below is that hand that is asking. Sometimes when a person has to give, then always think about this, that I'd rather be the better one. I'd rather be the better one, the one that is giving. Allah Pak save it such that I have to ever be the one that is asking. On one occasion, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, was sitting with his students, and one lady had come in and she was crying with all sorts of stories. People that have been to India would know that sometimes you'll get very strange stories. So this lady had come in and she was crying that her child had passed away and she doesn't have money for the kafan for the child. So she was crying. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib took out 50 rupees and he had given that lady. So he had given her, she got happy and she went away. So then the satis around him, his students, etc., told him, the Hazrat, that we know, and you also know that she is making up a story. This is common here. Why did you still put your hand in your pocket, pull out 50 rupees and give it to her? So he replied very nicely. He said that, I thought to myself for a minute that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, He could have made me her and could have made her me. In other words, I could have been the one asking and she could have been the one giving. So bitor shukr, on account of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had taken the money. I didn't look to see what the story was or what it was. But shukr out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not the one asking, I'm the one that is in a position to give. So therefore out of shukr I gave this. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that that hand that is giving is the better hand. And that hand that is taking, obviously, by implication, can't be the one that is better because this person is asking. The other hadith we did yesterday, and Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن المسألة كد يكد بها الرجل وجهه. Hazrat Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that asking is something that is injurious. It injures the person. And what does it injure? It injures his face. إِلَّا أَيَّسَلَ الرَّجُلُ سُلْطَانًا أَوْ فِي أَمْرٍ لَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ. Except that person that asked the leader, the ruler, or that person was in extreme situation where he got no way out, now he has to turn to ask. But that person, there is allowed, there is Islam and deen allows for him to go and ask. But otherwise a person unnecessarily shouldn't ask and shouldn't take to begging. We explain why the sultan was mentioned, why the ruler. Because this is part of his job and this is part of his work that he has to see to the needs. So this person is only going to ask him to do something that is part of his job description. And Ibn Mas'ud, in today's hadith, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصابته فاقة فأنزلها بالناس لم تسد فاقته. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person that is afflicted with poverty, and this person now he turns to people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that he won't be relieved from his poverty. Why? Because he turned to people. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَمَنْ أَنزَلَهَا بِاللَّهِ. That person who takes his problem and he presents his problem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُوشِكُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِرِزْقٍ عَاجِلٍ وَآجِلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him with rizq sooner or later. Sooner or later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him for rizq. Allah will provide him with rizq. Why? Because he took his problem and he presented his problem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't present his problem to anybody else. So as we mentioned before yesterday, that anything taken and put in its correct place, then it enhances the beauty. It makes it more beautiful. So asking also, when it's taken and it's put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it enhances it. It makes it much more beautiful rather than taking the thing and putting it in front of people. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying it won't relieve him, it won't solve his problem. Maybe temporarily he'll get something, temporarily it will help him, but long term this is not a solution for a person. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in the early days of Islam, he would like to go out and seclude himself. I'd go out in isolation. So he would go out to the tila'. Tila' in the kitabs it comes, that type of place. From a height, it declines from a high to down to a lower place, something like what we know as the dunes. So he would go out to the dunes, to the lower part, and he would be there, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go and he would seclude and he would reflect. So this was, I was just thinking yesterday, that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that they would go out and he would reflect upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akhirat, upon life. And today people are going to the dunes so that they can get distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go deliberately there just to go and reflect. And today people are going there just to get distracted. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion was going, so he had a camel. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَيَّ نَاقَةً مُحَرَّمَةً. The Urdu translation of this word muharramatan is bay tarbiyat yaftar unt. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent to her a camel that was untamed. So now when you get a camel that is untamed, it obviously to handle it, you need to use a little bit more force. You've got to be a bit more aggressive, more rough. Then only that camel would listen to you. But despite Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taking that untamed camel and sending it to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her, أُرْفُقِي فَإِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُنْ فِي شَيْءٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Oh, Aisha radiallahu anha, that be very, very gentle with this camel. Be very nice, very gentle, because gentleness is such a thing that it only enhances the beauty of something. If gentleness is found in anything, it will only enhance the beauty. Take a person that's got all the credits to his name. He may be a hafiz, he may be an alim, he may be a qari. Allah Pak may have given him wealth, he may have got all the looks, he may have got the status in community. But if this person doesn't have gentleness, he's got harshness in him, he's hard, sooner or later people will distance himself from him. Sooner or later people will leave him and go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had even told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Even O you, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you have to be hard and harsh-hearted, people will just disperse away from you. So this is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explaining that if you have this quality of gentleness, then it will enhance the beauty. And take away that quality. In other words, that quality now that's supposed to be there is not there. So the quality of putting it in its right place, in the correct place, is not there. وَلَوْ نُزِيَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ قَطَّهُ إِلَّا شَانَ. That when this thing is removed from anything, this beauty is removed from anything that has all outward beauty, it spoils it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing the qualities and having the qualities in the right places. The qualities that are desired, the quality of asking is something that is desired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we consistently ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't take it and put it in the wrong place. Like that, the quality of gentleness and kindness, we display it to our families, to our satis, to our neighbors, to our friends, so that people get attracted towards Islam and we don't have this hard heart harshness that people look at us and they want to run away. So this is the way we bring Islam and we show character with our akhlaq and the way we display our Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Jamaatul Biya also today, if the brothers got any time, I should try and spend it inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.